Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with us. That's the Hooters bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question, answer the poll question. When you click your answer, you'll see how it's going so far. And check out the video, brand new video that's up this week. So all that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary Moore is our guest. We're talking about Wall Street and you. We're talking about your investment money and whether it's safe on Wall Street. Gary, I asked a Wall Street expert 4 or 5 years ago if an independent retail investor had a chance on Wall Street. And I didn't even get my question all the way out of my mouth before he said no. He didn't have to think about it. He didn't elaborate. He just said no.
Okay.
And I think it's gotten worse since then. But I know one of the things that you do is you work really hard on what you call socially responsible investing. And sure. And there are a lot of socially responsible investing options out there, and you've got plenty of them. But what good are those things going to do if the marketplace is rigged? What good is a better product if the marketplace that it operates in is rigged?
Well, first of all, let's back up. Our mutual friend John Templeton told us in 1999, Jim, that the stock market would go nowhere for the next 10 years. Okay, the U.S. stock market. Mm-hmm. He told us we'd be lucky to break even.
He was right.
We've discussed that a million times.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody listened to John. Sally Krawcheck just a few minutes ago just said that if somebody had told her in 00 that nobody making money for the next 10, 12 years, that all the Wall Street firms would be out of business, and yet they figured out how to make money even though the average investor
And that's the part about being rigged.
Yeah, but here's the point. Sir John, in essence, said, Gary, you don't want to be on Wall Street for the next 10 years. Okay, so what did I do? I looked off Wall Street. You and I, for example, recently tried to buy into a fund that finances small businesses with secured loans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The danger of cynicism, Jim, is everybody today, corporate America is sitting on cash. Cash in mutual funds is an all-time high. Individual investors are in CDs and stuff. None of this is creating any jobs or anything for our grandchildren. What you have to do is if the game is rigged on Wall Street, you look around, and for example, we were going to invest in that fund that channeled money to small businesses. That fund has been around for 4 years and has averaged over 8% returns for people. Okay, the Developing Markets Fund in 1999, what Sir John was telling us is America is got enough capital in the stock market. You need to go look in the developing markets and in offshore bonds and so on. I put my sister in a simple Templeton Global Bond Fund that buys treasuries around the world outside the United States, and her money doubled during that time. So if the game is rigged in one place, instead of focusing on where that game is rigged, go outside and look at these other areas, mm-hmm. and you'll see that the money's
being made. But don't you think people are afraid to go outside? I mean, look at what's going on in Europe. China is more rigged than we are. Russia, forget Russia. I mean, it's reverting back to communism. I mean, I think a lot of people, they don't know how to do that, and they're afraid to.
That's what the professionals have to do, Jim. When you go outside this country, you need to find a really, really good, responsible mutual fund manager to let you do that for you, because there are places like Latin America and so on that are growing like crazy right now in a less rigged environment. A lot of South American mm-hmm. countries and so on have been doing well. There's always opportunities out there.
So you're saying bypass corporate America then, which capitalizes through Wall Street? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Don't play in that field.
The fund you and I were looking at investing in finances small, medium-sized businesses, not mom and pop, but medium-sized businesses that have to grow. Those are where the employers are. That it's the Fortune 500 that's slashing employees, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses continue to create jobs, but the big ones, in essence, CEOs are being paid today to get more out of fewer people.
That's right. Now, that's the reason. That's the reason they're profitable right now.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's killing the people who continue to work. They're unhappy. The people are out jobs. The rest of us are yelling at Washington to create jobs as we're paying CEOs to destroy jobs. And none of it makes any sense. So you get in these funds like we were going to. You make a decent rate of return of 8 or 9%. You don't get greedy out there today, by the way. The days of 15-20 is over. One of the things people don't understand about Facebook is both Ben Graham, who was Warren Buffett's teacher, for God's sakes, and Sir John Templeton used to say, never, ever buy a Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has held that stock with his buddies for the last 10 years. He decides he wants to sell it. Why in the world would you decide that it's time to buy it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes no sense. And in some ways, Facebook may have been.
But it got hyped. But it got hyped to the point. And that's what Wall Street did, is they hyped it, and it collapsed around them, didn't it? And I mean, they've got so much egg on their face over Facebook that they should be embarrassed, but I'm not sure that they are.
Well, and it's not just Wall Street, Jim. One of the ironies about CNBC now talking about the horrors of Facebook is they probably hyped it more than anybody. The media's involved, the general press is involved, they used to talk about Facebook. Had all those guys been talking about socially responsible investing, they're probably, I'm speculating here, but I doubt there was a socially responsible fund in the country that bought the Facebook IPO.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Gary to tell us some examples of those kinds of stocks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.